there were several reasons why I had to raise more money for the highways and why I supported it and the legislature voted for it. First of all, those license tax hadn't been raised in 15 years, not since 65. During that time, the cost of building and maintaining roads had gone up way over 100%. Secondly, Arkansas, until we had a mild winter this last time, had been through the three worst winters in our history back to back, and they had wrecked the roads, just wrecked them. There were kids who didn't go to school but 2 weeks between Christmas and March when we adopted that program because they were buried on the roads. Thirdly, the system that we have for financing our highways, which people have always supported until now, has been a system which required people to pay road-related monies to fix the roads and said that no other monies could go to fix the roads, so that all of our highway money essentially comes from the gasoline tax and from the license tax on cars and trucks. Now, when I originally proposed those license fee increases, they were not that big an increase. I wanted to have a bigger increase on the heavy trucks and less on the cars and pickups. But I couldn't get that through the legislature, and we had to have the money. And there's one final reason, and that's why the highway department's crying now. We say in Arkansas, you know, we always run on a balanced budget, but the truth is we've been taking a lot of this deficit federal money for years and years, and we have been getting $22 million a year in federal revenue sharing that we put on our roads and given to our state highways, county roads, and city streets. The reason you've heard the highway department complaining is that that money is going to be eliminated. So in essence, what's happened is there's less money for the roads from the traditional sources. There's not going to be that federal money anymore. People are conserving gasoline more, so the gasoline tax, which is 9.5 cents a gallon, may actually bring in less money this year than it did last year. And we just couldn't think of any other way. Now, what I'd like to know from you and from all the other citizens of our state is this. If you would like the license tags lowered, or the license tags on older cars lowered, or for people who are disabled or older people lowered, what would you do to finance the roads? How would you like to see me pay for it? How would you like for us to keep up our expenses? If you will write me and tell me, I'll be glad to listen to that, because I think it is a very important thing. I should say one other thing. I just got back from South Carolina. The license tags there are twice as high as they are here. License tags in Mississippi are twice as high. The only places I've been able to find where they're appreciably lower is where the roads are financed through natural resources like oil and gas and coal, who pay severance taxes that go to the roads. But other places are at least as high or higher that I've been able to find anyway. Thank you.